WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 65 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has the land to build next to the county's new tax office. Before construction can begin, BCAD needs approval from four of its five taxing jurisdictions. A third attempt began at Tuesday's county commission meeting. Board member John Flynn repeated the desire for ownership versus leasing, which comes with a $3 million price tag.
Our primary purpose is, one, to become owners and save the jurisdiction's dollars by not having to pay rent each month. And we also want a better workflow for the building with the public and with our employees.
There was no indication during a workshop how commissioners who sold the land to the appraisal district would vote, but two commissioners brought up how they were treated during recent visits to the current office. Kenny Mallard was not happy.
My first time to ever go to the appraisal district, and it was pretty awful.
County Judge Dwayne Peters then complimented the staff and responded to Mallard's experience.
The staff was very helpful, and maybe they had a bad day that day. I don't know.
Appraisal district officials who did not respond to either commissioner will pitch construction plans today to Bryan School District officials in a meeting that is not open to the public, and later this month before the Bryan City Council. BCAD has to get approval of four of five governing bodies, which also includes College Station School Board and City Council. The Blinn College campus in Bryan for the fifth consecutive year is hosting the Texas 10th Court of Appeals. Next Wednesday, the judges will be hearing arguments in four cases in the student center.
An appeal of one civil lawsuit involves the deaths of two Blinn students more than 4 years ago. A Brazos County jury awarded surviving family members $27 million. It's after the students who were on their way to the hospital after being injured during a fight in the parking lot of the Northgate McDonald's restaurant, or in an SUV that ran a red light at Texas and Holloman and was struck by a pickup. The lawyers representing the students argued at trial that McDonald's lack security led to their deaths. Attorneys for the restaurant previously argued there was no evidence the management of the Northgate restaurant was responsible. The three judges on the appeals panel will also hear arguments in three local criminal cases. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new crime phrase to learn, bank jugging.
Bank jugging is basically when a suspect sits in a parking lot. It could be a bank parking lot. It could be an adjacent business parking lot. They're watching customers of the bank go in and out, and then if they see someone they believe is in possession of cash, they may follow them.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there have been multiple crimes over the past several months throughout the Twin Cities. Preventative measures include hiding bank bags and envelopes and be aware of your surroundings. McKeithen says if you suspect suspicious activity, to call 911. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is moving, but not far. The new, bigger location is just one block north of their current building. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says, although stressful, moving is very exciting.
We're doing some really big things over there, taking this as an opportunity to think future forward and make that space be a long-term home for the food bank and not outgrow it like we did this one.
Mangapura says the two most significant changes are larger freezer and volunteer spaces. By next week, the food bank will be fully operational at its new location at 1501 Independence. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Henderson with The Med. Bentley Nettles, our veterans attorney, is going to talk with us about VA benefits. And I'll be talking about foods that can help you de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
This is Larry Ringer, former mayor and council member of College Station and a resident of College Station for over 50 years. I support Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Linda supports planned, balanced, and sustainable growth in College Station while protecting the integrity of existing neighborhoods. And Linda will be an advocate for first-class services, including police, fire, and emergency responders. Please cast your vote for Linda Harvell, College Station City Council Member, Place 3.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Considerable sunshine over the next several days. With cold air trapped up to our north, we're going to have a tendency to start to warm back up as we go into the weekend. Sunny and close to 85 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear. Lows are going to be 60 to 65. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. And partly sunny weather for Saturday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got a look at your Aggie football report. The A&M volleyball team put an end to Missouri's 13-game win streak last night. Meanwhile, the Aggie soccer team faces Mississippi State in Starkville tonight, and the World Series is tied up at a game apiece. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So why is it cooler this morning? Rob didn't tell us that was going to happen.
Yeah.
It is a little cooler.
It's nice. It's okay. We like it. So in New York, guy puts on a mask, attempts to hold up a gas station, did make the mistake of not trying the mask on ahead of time. Okay? You know.
Rookie.
Well, yeah. And in the middle of the crime, well, he got so frustrated at not being able to see, because I guess the eye holes didn't line up.
And that makes it difficult.
Sure. So he just took the mask off.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That defeats the purpose entirely. Awesome.
Well, yeah. Well, unfortunately, the gas clerk got a good look at him and realized he was a former employee.
I was going to say recognized him, didn't he?
Inside job.
Yeah,
right.
Not even a former customer, former employee. Aside from that, what did you think? I mean, did you recognize the guy behind the cash register? And then you get frustrated and say, well, what the hell? I'm taking the money anyway.
No, he didn't recognize him. He couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
His
eye
holes weren't lined up.
All right.
Tim, is that you? Is that you?
Man, where you been?
Hey, good to see you, man. Yeah. I'm just going to finish.
Hey, man, you missed your shift yesterday.
Yes, right. Yeah, deputies in Florida say two real-life wedding crashers drunkenly forced their way into a closed reception. Men were asked to leave but refused to do so, shoving guests and threatening the bride.
Oh,
wow. That's
okay. Did they know him?
No.
Even when deputies were on the scene, they caused a ruckus, swore, refused to leave. Now the 33 and 34-year-olds are each charged with disorderly intoxication, resisting arrest, and violence.
Yeah.
We don't know their names, so we can't even look up their
mugshots
to see what they look like.
Oh, boy.
Info.
Mation.
Well, and then they probably couldn't get to their jobs at the convenience store, which means they'll have to hold it up later.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, once you get going down that road,
it's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Not going well. Sorry.
It's good news on a Thursday.
Hey, remember, all of them have the same number of votes we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
614 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Thursday, October the 27th. It's day 301. We got 65 to go. It's pretty easy to do the math now.
Yep.
Cranky Coworkers Day. We all got them.
Oh, yeah.
Or we are them. One of the two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's Black Cat Day.
Ooh, I saw one yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't, luckily, because it was just right there in my backyard.
Boom. My cat's black and white. Does that count?
No, just half,
solid black.
Half bad luck, yeah. It's Navy Day. Okay, good for them. And, I mean, I thought this had happened already. It's okay. Can celebrate it again. American Beer Day.
All right.
National American Beer Day in U.S. America is observed annually by beer drinkers across the nation on October 27th. Deal is, some of them celebrated on other days as well.
Okay, all right.
More than 2,100 breweries that manufacture beer in U.S. America. 2,100.
Wow. So today is American Beer Day specifically. Yeah. So
which has gotten to be a better choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time was, 10 years ago, there's this or that. The majority of the new breweries in the U.S., of course, are small breweries and brew pubs, mm-hmm. who, as members of the Brewers Association, are termed craft breweries to differentiate them from the bigger and older ones. The most common style of beer produced in the big breweries would be your American lager. Most of the smaller breweries, which were founded in the 1980s, range in a number of styles. And, of course, they work very hard to come up with creative names, not mm-hmm. only for themselves, but for their products.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of fun.
That's the good stuff, really,
honestly. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, and again, if...
It's tasty.
Yeah. The deal is, though, Americans... Now, you guys are younger. You take people who are my age, we grew up pretty much as beer wusses.
True.
I mean... You look at a Guinness, which was, back in the day, Bock beer really was only around Easter time.
Oh.
And the story they would tell is, that's when they're cleaning the kegs out.
Oh.
But, I mean, then it got turned on its ear by this little company down the road because it used to be they were like everybody else. They'd just make Shiner beer and then they'd have Bock beer every once in a while. Well, look what drives the brand now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that's they do that all the time, and then they come up with the weird stuff afterwards. But anyhow.
And their commercials are hilarious.
They are. Yes. Beer styles that originated in the U.S. would be American Pale Ale, Pennsylvania Porter, American IPA, Steam Beer, Amber Beer, Cream Ale, and Cascadian Dark Ale.
Ooh.
All right.
And then it says how to observe. Well, duh.
Drink.
I think we got that one figured out.
Yep.
Okay, birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Troy Gentile is 23. He plays Barry Goldberg on ABC's The Goldbergs.
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne is 32 and just terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Have you heard some of the things she says? It's just, that's Kelly Osbourne
for
you. Yep.
Well, do you know where her parents are?
Say, exactly. Consider where she came from.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Not absolutely true. Patrick Fugit is 34. He's on the Cinemax show Outcast. And he was also, he was Young Will on Almost Famous, if you remember that. Matt Drudge is 50 today.
Wow. Okay.
Of the Drudge Report.
Yep.
Marla Maples is 53.
And so glad she's not married to Donald.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran is 58. I don't know if that's the Duran Duran guy that said he liked my music whenever I played South by Southwest years ago.
Yeah, nice.
Robert Picardo is 63. He's from on Star Trek Voyager.
Ah.
And he was also on the Wonder Years, a couple other things.
Oh, okay.
Ted Wass is 64. He was Blossom's dad on Blossom.
Nice.
Ivan Reitman is 70.
Oh,
of course, made some of those great movies that I was talking about yesterday in the bit of info with Bill Murray.
Yep.
Lee Greenwood is 73. Mr. God Bless the USA himself.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that there's a song that's exactly the same, except it's God Bless Canada? It's the
Look
it up. It's Lee Greenwood. It sounds like most of it was the same exact recording, but he says God Bless Canada.
Well, he can't say from New York down to Houston or Detroit down to Houston.
He says something like I don't know. He mentions Canadian things.
Okay, cool.
Instead.
All right.
But anyway, and John Cleese is 77.
He's a funny
Monty
dude.
Python. Yeah, he's one of my faves.
And Nanette Fabre, she was a TV star when things first started. She's 96.
Wow.
96. All right, so 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Donald Trump, he's taken a lot of heat from both the mainstream media, many politicians, ever since he said he feared the 2016 presidential election could be rigged. Well, now, according to LifeZet, Trump has yet another reason to be concerned about the integrity of the election. A voting machine company with deep ties to George Soros, you know, the billionaire that supports Hillary, open borders and Black Lives Matter, among other things, well, they'll be operating voting machines in 16 states in this upcoming election. upcoming election. Let's see. Battleground states like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, other jurisdictions affected, California, D.C., Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Donald Trump, your supporters, I'd argue you have every right to be concerned.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them may be window treatment so you can decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room. It has transformed our home, and it'll transform yours. Just go to Blinds.com. Use the promo code Hannity. You get 20% off their already low prices through October the 31st. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our 2 young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Join the American Cancer Society in Making Strides October 30th for a non-competitive walk through traditions. Sign up online at makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley and join us the day of the event for pre-walk performances by the Femadas, the Aggie Dance Team, the Aggie Wranglers, and more. Donations go to provide hope to those in the fight of their life against cancer. All ages are welcome, so sign up today. Special thanks to our sponsors, CHI St. Joseph, your Texas Best Chevy dealers, and KAGS. Making Strides with the American Cancer Society October 30th. Visit makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley. For more.
Well, there are less than 2 weeks left until the election. Now, I don't know about you, but I've already early voted, and maybe it's because I've early voted, but I have this terrible suspicion that these last 2 weeks are going to feel like forever. And apparently, I'm not alone. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. According to a new poll that I think everybody can agree on, 81% of us just wish the election was over already. I know I fit into that. And only 12% of the people are looking forward to seeing how things play out in these last 2 weeks. I fit into that one as well. Now, 59% of both Democrats and Republicans say they've already heard too much discussion about the election. Well, yeah, I'd say so. Only 7% of people, however, say they'd wish they'd heard more. In other news, apparently only 7% of people live under a rock. In any case, the study shows that one of the main reasons we want it over is it's killing us. More than 2/3 of us have found the election stressful, and only 8% think the country will be fine no matter who wins. Looked at another way, that means 92% of us think the fate of America hangs in the balance. Which means, whether you vote early or you wait until November 8th, your vote is important. Go out and do it, and vote for whichever candidate you feel most comfortable voting for. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes
care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We're going to continue the pattern that we've had in place. It did cool down a little bit more last night than thought it was going to. But nonetheless, look for high temperatures probably in the middle 80s. Looks like that's going to go at least until Wednesday. We do start to see a slight chance of showers at maybe 20 or 30% on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, but that's still a ways away. And so 85 or so, lows at night in the lower 60s. Right now, winds are calm, 93% relative humidity. Fair skies, we've got 64.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Making a to-do list can help you be efficient. Making a stop-doing list can help you be even more efficient. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Sometimes the solution to a problem is not to add more things to solve it, but to take away something, to do less.
And the thought is that when you remove just the right things in just the right way, really good things happen.
Matthew May, author of the book, The Laws of Subtraction.
And whether you're talking about a strategy or a product or a process, any kind of idea like that, sometimes what isn't there can be more powerful than what is.
By doing less, you can make life easier and more productive. And Matthew says a good way to start to do less is to make a stop doing list.
To come up with a stop doing list, which most people don't do, we're really good at to-do lists. But the way you create a stop doing list is to come up with all of your goals and objectives and prioritize them, but then knock out the bottom 20% forever. If you've got five things on your to-do list, knock that bottom one out forever and don't revisit it. And it's a very difficult thing for most people to do.
So how do you choose what to stop doing?
Anything that is excessive, confusing, hard to use, unnatural, hazardous, or ugly. those are sort of the things to remove. And the things that we love most in life generally are void of those things.
Visit our website to get the five best shows in five topic categories at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is on the move.
1501 Independence is also in the Brazos County Industrial Park, just one street north.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the most significant change in their new location is the larger freezer and cooler unit.
This unit is one where you can actually have racks stored very high, not quite 20 feet, but almost to that, and forklifts can drive through it. So we're talking about a whole different kind of scale and a kind of thinking that we really want to switch the bulk of our food from canned and shelf-stable to fresh and frozen. We want to be giving out people the most nutritious food that is available.
Mangapora says the new space can also accommodate four times the number of volunteers at one time compared to their old location. Renovations are ongoing, but Mangapora says the new location will be fully operational by next week. Local law enforcement is warning those who do business at financial institutions to hide bank bags, envelopes, and coin boxes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there's been an increase in the crime called bank jugging. That involves suspects who sit in parked cars near banks and watch for people they think are carrying cash.
In the cases that we have seen, people have stopped out at different businesses to run an errand and have left the cash in the car. So when they go inside, they commit a burglary motor vehicle. They either break the window or open the unlocked door, as we see in many cases, and take the cash.
McKeithen says to call 911 if you notice suspicious activity in bank parking lots or if someone is following you. The parent company of a power plant near Franklin has announced the layoffs of about 500 employees. How many are affected at Luminance Oak Grove facility was not revealed. A company spokesman says Oak Grove is a small part of what is described as a reduction in force, which primarily represents support services. No changes are planned at Oak Grove's operation. For the third time, the Brazos Central Appraisal District is asking its five governing bodies permission to move out of leased space and build next to the new county tax office. County commissioners gave no indication how they would vote following a presentation on Tuesday. BCAD board member John Flynn repeated their desire to save money over time by owning versus leasing and to create enough room to handle a rising number of property appeals.
Next year, we'll probably have two ARB sessions going simultaneously to keep up with the load. This building will have the ability to expand up to three ARB sessions.
Those representing BCAD did not respond to comments from two members of the court who recently had private business at their current office. Commissioner Kenny Mallard says he was treated terribly.
In 15 years I've been in public office, I've taken a lot from individuals who come in because they're upset and they're mad. And I finally figured out why everybody was mad at the appraisal district, because I went in and I got that treatment.
County Judge Dwayne Peters said his experience was different than Mallard's.
Yeah, I guess, it just depends on what day it is and all, but they were very helpful to me.
BCAD meets with Bryan School District officials today in a workshop that is not open to the public and at the next Bryan City Council meeting. The appraisal district will also meet the College Station City Council and School Board. Four of the five must give their approval for BCAD to proceed. Next Wednesday on the Blinn College campus in Bryan, the Texas 10th Court of Appeals makes their fifth consecutive visit to hear arguments of four cases.
One of three criminal appeals involves a man found guilty by a Brazos County jury of the July 2013 armed robbery at the Commerce National Bank branch on East 29th in Bryan. Another criminal appeal involves a Bryan man who was convicted by another jury of repeatedly injuring a woman during multiple violations of a protection order over a four-day period in March of last year. And the third criminal appeal involves a man arrested more than 5.5 years ago, then convicted of having 9 pounds of marijuana and business records that included one drug transaction of more than $60,000. The appeals court will also hear arguments in a civil lawsuit, where almost 2 years ago, a Brazos County jury voted 10-2 to order the owner of the McDonald's restaurant in Northgate to pay $27 million to the survivors of two Blinn students. Lawyers for the restaurant previously argued their management was not responsible for a fight more than 4 years ago in the parking lot. The students died following a crash at Texas and Holloman, where the SUV they were riding ran a red light and was struck as the students are being taken to a hospital for injuries from the fight. Three members of the appeals court will be hearing cases next Wednesday morning starting at 10 in the Student Center of the Blinn campus in Bryan. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And a conservative student group at the University of Texas hosted a bake sale that went too far for some students.
They sold baked goods at different prices for different ethnic groups. That's how the Young Conservatives of Texas UT chapter decided to promote dialogue surrounding UT's affirmative action policy. But many students began protesting at the event, saying it was racist and undermined the true meaning of the policy to provide educational benefits of diversity to undergraduate students. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court upheld a lower court decision ruling the program constitutional. Daniel Hernandez, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It is 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hello, welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers, to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head, and the rest of you, is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
High pressure stretches from Colorado across the state of Texas this morning. It leads to a partly to mostly sunny day. Temperature is going to be around 85 this afternoon. High pressure in control tonight and tomorrow. Skies are clear tonight. We're 60 to 65. We're sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Mixture of clouds and sunshine during the day Saturday. High Saturday, 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your Aggie football report. In A&M volleyball, the team took down Missouri to hand them their first SEC loss of the season. Meanwhile, the Aggie softball team takes on Blinn College tonight. And in the NBA, the Rockets dropped their season opener to the Lakers, while the Mavericks fell to the Pacers. All the details, as well as a look back at Game 2 of the World Series, coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So I was shocked at your story in the newscast about the young conservatives at the University of Texas.
Oh, shocked, were you?
Yeah, that they even had one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what do you think? They have 7 members, maybe, if they're lucky?
True.
Now, back in 2013, I remember they did a bake sale, and they just sold brownies, and they based the price on race and gender and all that. And of course,
oh, okay. People, I had never heard of it before.
Yeah, people just, their heads are exploding over this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cookie cost $1.50 for Asian males and $1 for white males and 50 cents for African and African-American and Hispanic males. And, I mean, people start yelling, racist go home, racist go home. Yet, if you ask the club chairman why they're doing that, Vidal Castaneda says, our protest is designed to highlight the insanity of assigning our lives values based on our race or ethnicity or anything else.
Right.
Basically an answer to Black Lives Matter.
Okay? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But instead, they get yelled out as racist. UT's vice president for diversity and community engagement called the bake sale, quote, deplorable. Gregory J. Vincent spoke for the university on Wednesday, saying this latest bake sale was inflammatory and demeaning. Never mind that it takes place on the West Mall at UT, which is where protests happen all the time. Mm-hmm. But because it's this protest, then it's inflammatory and demeaning, then it's deplorable.
Mm-hmm. And where did he get that deplorable word from?
Hmm. Yeah, really.
That's what I'm wondering.
Once again, if you're going to allow anybody to do this, then you have to allow everybody to do it, and you need to shut the hell up.
Yep.
As an institution.
You tell them, Scott.
As an institution.
No, but I understand what you're saying.
You shouldn't do that. If you're going to let those people do it, as long as there's no problem as far as safety of people
they're
is concerned.
They're being peaceful.
That's it. You can't decide to be judgmental on that whole situation as to whether or not it's okay to protest.
That's right. Yeah.
Good point.
Are you running for president in 2020, Scott?
No. Now, here's the deal. No, the Texas Tribune and University of Texas have their poll out now. And here's the reason I don't want to talk about polls. Okay. It's got him ahead of her by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and by the way, just so you'll know, Johnson has 7, Stein has 2, and, quote, someone else has 5%.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
So I know Ms. Stein is happy to be going around the country running as a Green Party candidate. Just know in Texas, we just want somebody else.
Would not be you. No.
Now, but again, most of the national polls, It's amazing that they're, I guess, most of them within 4 or 5 points or less. And yet a study by the Media Research Council, I don't know who they are, found 91% of the news stories on Donald Trump, on him, during the general election have been negative. And look, there's no doubt, if you want to talk about dumpster fire / clown car / circus,
uh-huh.
I mean, could there have ever been a presidential campaign that has been any crazier than his?
Oh, absolutely not.
And yet he's supposedly within 3 or 4 points?
Right.
I mean, it's almost like, what can I do to go ahead and just make this thing burn up? Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
Still going to get votes.
The National Republican Committee insisted it is cutting into the Democrat Party's advantage in early voting. It's what, like, I voted first?
We win.
What does that mean? That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
No.
On Wednesday, a memo from the RNC says they're gaining ground on the Democrats through absentee ballots with less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day. The memo reads, putting a dent in the Democrat early vote numbers was one of the goals we had in mind.
Oh, it all depends on who you're listening to in the polls, too.
Yeah.
And different polls say different things. And
again, the votes don't count more if you vote early.
No.
It just doesn't. Now, We're not going to play it because, I forget who it is. Some Hollywood actor who thinks we... Oh, James Franco.
Oh, okay.
James Franco has endorsed her.
Okay.
Done a takeoff on the Dos Equis ad saying that she is the most interesting person in the world.
Oh, Franco.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say that that's probably not right.
I like a lot of his movies and his movie roles, but that's like most Hollywood people. I like their movie roles, but their politics.
That's
right.
Please don't. I'm not going to act for you. Please don't tell me how to vote.
Exactly.
Right. An internal memo released Wednesday by WikiLeaks reveals new details now of a relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the family's personal business interests. It's a 12-page document written by a guy named Doug Band, who had basically done some private consulting. It appears in the memo that there was an, quote, unorthodox role in raising money for the nonprofit foundation.
Oh, really?
While simultaneously securing for-profit opportunities for a certain former president.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yep. States that as of 2011, okay, that's 5 years ago, as of 2011, they had raised tens of millions of dollars for the foundation and produced between $30 and $66 million in revenue for Bill.
Yeah.
That's so, not pay to play, is it?
No, but now we'll watch Hillary's numbers get a bump for some reason.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But, you know, that's the most interesting person in the world or whatever.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, that's enough. We got really way too close to presidential politics.
We did.
I'm sorry.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 29th, it's fuel tank regulations and compliance. Learn about containment, labeling, placarding, and how to deal with a spill this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Mostly I talk about plants here. This is, after all, a gardening program. So why would rocks and stones enter our picture? Well, it's because they're some of the most important elements of a good landscape design. They're also some of the most functional tools in our gardens. Stones add appeal to the landscape. I'll prove it right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry. com. You need to visit a nearby stone yard. You're in for a real treat. You'll see flagstones and ledge stones. You'll find small river rock and giant landscaping boulders. You'll find all kinds of rocks and boulders and stones. If you're like the rest of us, your mind will run wild with ideas. I have some tips to help you make the best possible purchases.
First of all, you want your stonework to look like it belongs in its surroundings. Choose types that are natural to your area. Look at what types of stones others in your neighborhood have used and make note of how they've used them. Since much of Texas is built atop rock, there is stone for almost any part of the state that will look right at home. Take accurate measurements. Because of his experience, your stone dealer will probably be able to translate 22 feet of a 16-inch retaining wall into a specific number of tons of stone. He'll know to figure 15% extra for waste. You have to cut and fit the stones after all, so not all of them will be perfect matches. Take photos to help him make the best possible recommendations. That would be of types of stones and the look of your home and its surroundings, things that you like. Place your stones carefully, both for stability and safety, and also to keep from overdoing a good thing. Stones are quite prominent. They're visually heavy. If you get too many of them, they'll overpower your landscape. Some people use cardboard boxes or lightly wadded newspapers to determine the best placement for their stones. It's a lot easier to move newspapers or boxes than it is to shift boulders later. If you're unsure of how best to fit and place the stones into walls and walkways, landscape contractors can do that work for you. In fact, your stone vendor will have a list of the people that buy from him, and you'll be able to get good referrals that way. Now, with the tips out of the way, let's consider some of the ways we use rocks and stones in our gardens. How about retaining walls? They require flat stones of a fairly uniform thickness. This is one of the more challenging aspects of masonry I have found anyway in my life, but it works beautifully. Security walls are even more challenging. You still have to cut and fit the stones, but you also have to mortar them in place carefully. Good masons do it with a minimum of oozing mortar. Amateur masons, on the other hand, like me, they ought to be discouraged from trying this without help. Walks and landscape boulders, river rock, those are all ways we use stones. They're terrific in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. My favorite plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The Aggs play host to New Mexico State on Saturday, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Ninth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football sits at 6-1 on the year, following last Saturday's 33-14 loss to Alabama. Now, fun fact, in the past two seasons, the Maroon and White have followed their first loss of the year with yet another one the very next week. They look to avoid that this week when they host 2-5 New Mexico State. Here's Aggie offensive lineman Connor Lanfear.
You know, for a team like New Mexico State to come in and beat an SEC school, that'd be a really big thing for their program. But I can tell you one thing, all of our guys here are really fired up to get a win this week. And, you know, after a loss, it puts a bad taste in your mouth, as I'm sure it has with everyone, including the fans. So we're going to come out this week and play our hearts out.
Connor and the guys are sent to take the field Saturday evening at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M volleyball, the team snapped Missouri's 13-game win streak and handed them their first SEC loss at Reed Arena last night. It was Texas A&M's seventh victory over the last eight matches as the Aggies improved to 13-7 overall and 7-2 in the SEC to close out the first half of conference play. Missouri dropped to 18-4 overall after suffering its fifth consecutive loss in the series against the Aggies and joins Kentucky and Florida with one loss in league play. The Aggs next take on the Gamecocks on Sunday at 3 p.m. in Columbia, South Carolina. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, the Maroon and White wrap up the 2016 regular season tonight as they travel to Starkville for a 7 p.m. match against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Aggies enter the fray on a two-match win streak, and they're looking to nail down the number 8 spot in the SEC tournament. Mississippi State looks to snap a 5-game losing streak. That game tonight is at 7 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The Texas A&M softball team will square off tonight against Blinn College with a doubleheader at the Aggie Softball Complex. Game 1 begins at 4 p.m., while Game 2 is scheduled for 6 p.m. Admission to the games is free. In the NFL, Tony Romo is participating in throwing drills at practice for the first time since the Dallas quarterback broke a bone in his back in a preseason game at Seattle in August. The 36-year-old worked in several individual drills yesterday in shorts and a t-shirt with his teammates in full pads. While he almost certainly won't play against Philadelphia on Sunday, it's the biggest step in his return. The Cowboys take on the Eagles Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. In the NBA,
Clarkson. See what they run here. Clarkson with a stare down three. What a second half
for Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson scored 12 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter in the Los Angeles Lakers 1. Coach Luke Walton's debut, holding off the Houston Rockets 120-114 last night. D'Angelo Russell scored 20 points, and Julius Randle added 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists for the young Lakers, who got off to an exciting start in the franchise's first season without Kobe Bryant since 1995. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis,
George with the ball. On top, driving off a Turner screen down the side of the lane. He's under the basket. Outside to Turner for three.
Boom, baby! Miles Turner out on the right top.
Miles Turner scored 30 points, tied his career high with 16 rebounds, and made a three-pointer with 1:18 left in overtime to start an 8-0 run that allowed the Indiana Pacers to close out a 130-121 victory last night over the Dallas Mavericks. Three-time All-Star Paul George added 25 points, including another three with 55 seconds left to seal Indiana's fifth season-opening win in 6 years. And in Cleveland,
ground ball up the middle, base hit. Here comes Zobrist. Cubs lead 4-0. Kyle Schwarber has knocked in 2 tonight.
Jake Arrieta carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, and the Chicago Cubs even the World Series at a game apiece with a 5-1 triumph over the Indians in Cleveland. Arrieta eventually allowed a run and 2 hits in the sixth before leaving the game that inning. Kyle Schwarber delivered a pair of RBI singles. Here's Schwarber on the win.
Obviously, a lot of excitement. There was a lot of emotion there. You know, obviously, 1,000 things running through my head. I really don't remember that moment. It was that crazy for me going in my head. You know, I'm still baffled about it. It was a good moment for me.
Ben Zobrist laced a run-scoring triple, and Anthony Rizzo scored twice and doubled home a run. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over 4 decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
David Gardner has lots of ways to celebrate the significant traditions that are A&M, and it can be with, it can be with ATMs or however you'd like to do it in that way. But then there's one that's a little more timeless, and that's the Century Tree pendant that they have. Katie Decker created that, and it's available in the different sizes, and also you can go with stones on it if you want. It can be gold, it can be white gold or silver, your choices. But the tree pendant is Aggie spirit, and it is tradition, and it can be exemplified year-round. And so, you know, if you're looking for something that is Aggie-centric, but is understood more by Aggies maybe than other folks, it's the Century Tree pendant, just one of the many, again, Aggie-centric things that you'll find at David Gardner's. Don't forget, they can create something for you. They do it all the time. They draw it up right there. They do the metal part and the foundry in the back, and then, of course, the stone setting you can see in the bench right in the middle of the store. They're an authorized Rolex dealer. They do authorized Rolex service as well. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-Collett Station. License number TACALA 28101.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Well, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Kind of settled into a pattern a little bit. It's a wee bit cooler this morning than it has been last couple, and I guess the winds have something to do with that, too, because they're not as strong southerly. But look for a high each day around 85. That'll go all the way through, it looks like, Wednesday of next week. Lows will be in the lower 60s. Chance of rain maybe next week on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's 63 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.